starting offense for Marmaton Valley. The quarterback will be senior Justin Pugh. The running backs are junior Caden Elliott and senior Trevor Wilson. Tight ends are seniors Brock Hall and Corbin Smith. Guards are junior Isaac Heskett and sophomore Lane Bonson. And the center is senior Will Holman. Starting defense, the ends are Corbin Smith, Isaac Heskett. Nose tackle is Will Holman. Linebackers are Caden Elliott, Trevor Wilson, William Lauder, a freshman. And the corners are Justin Pugh and Brock Hall. A short kickoff, bounces at the 20, goes back to the 15, and they're going to down it there?
Well, it looked like everyone was trying to get their hands on it, and the officials just decided not to let it move.
Well, nobody took a knee. That's really strange that they blew the whistle dead there, but it'll be Madison football first and 10 from just inside their 15-yard line. Starting lineups brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, serving 30 counties in eastern Kansas with highly trained, skilled nurses ready to care for you in your home. Call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Pistol formation, motion, Wasson, and the snap goes past Steven Stutzman, and he's going to be tackled back at the 5-yard line, a loss of 9 yards on the play, and that's one of those plays. You have motion coming across the formation, and I think Stutzman maybe took his eye off the ball. You have a stiff wind, maybe adjusted that ball a little bit coming from the center, and now they're back. They're actually going to put him at the 7, so it's a loss of 8, not a loss of 9. Second and about 18, and they fake it to Maltby, and Stutzman rolls around the right end, and he gets up across the 10 to 11, a 4-yard pickup for Stutzman. So after losing 8 on the first carry, he picks up 4 there, so 2 carries minus 4 yards. We played about 50 seconds of the first quarter, no score. Didn't really talk about it that much in pregame, but we have a very, very stiff wind blowing right in our faces from the south. And Madison's a team that's shown they can throw the football a little bit, but you have to wonder how daring they're going to be throwing the football in this wind. And here's a situation where you would look for it, possibly 3rd and 14 for the Bulldogs, but they're at their own 11-yard line. Receiver splits out wide right. Stutzman comes under center. Maltby in the backfield. They fake to Maltby. Now throwing short and overthrow the tight end Engle out of bounds near the 20-yard line. They would have been about 5 yards short of the first down, and now Madison is going to have to kick into this wind.
Yeah, this is not the start that they wanted, obviously. We've seen this happen before when they played here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I believe it was playing Hartford. They actually did a great job coming back, but right now it just seems like they're not able to really get things together. You got to wonder if that's from last week's loss.
If they haven't completely shook that off.
And yeah.
Of course, you have a bad play to start things off. The snap gets by Stutzman, and now Stutzman lines up to punt this ball away. He's just inside the 5-yard line. They spread everyone out, get ready to kick this ball away. Let's see how he does in the wind. And he does gets a great kick away, and he drives it into the Marmaton Valley side of the field. That's picked up at the 25-yard line. Reversing fields, heading outside the numbers, and finally being brought down is going to be Justice Pugh. And still going to be pretty good starting field position for Marmaton Valley, but that was a great kick from Steven Stutzman. First and 10 for Marmaton Valley from their own 36.5-yard line.
Well, if you can't get out of your own side of the field, keep them as far away from it as possible. It seems to be their strategy.
10:29 to go here, first quarter, no score. Marmaton Valley's first possession of the football game. They line up, kind of a wing formation from the shotgun, and Pugh keeping running around the left side, breaks a tackle in the backfield, gets outside the numbers towards the sideline, and will be taken down inside the 30-yard line near the 28-yard line. And that's going to be a gain of right at 15 yards and a first down. And one of the linebackers came up into the backfield, got his hand around the waist of Pugh, but could not secure it and bring him down. And what could have been a 1-yard loss ends up being a 15-yard gain. And now Marmaton Valley first and 10 from the Madison 28-yard line. 2 minutes gone here, first quarter, no score. Pugh hands off, running right, Hall. Hall stops, cuts back inside the Garden Center, and chunks his legs, gets inside the 25-yard line, down to the 24, right at a 5-yard pickup for... Not, I said Hall, that's actually Trevor Wilson.
Wilson did something you don't see a lot of guys try and do. He went straight into the traffic rather than trying to go to the outside or find an opening. Went straight through it, and he actually managed to push through. That's a unique approach there by Marmaton.
Pugh will come under center. They have a linebacker, or excuse me, a lineman as a blocking back, and Pugh rolling right, fakes the pitch out to Wilson and gets swung down right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe half a yard gain, but it's going to bring up still third and right at 5 yards. They had Isaac Heskett lined up as the fullback that last set. And just checking, they had Heskett originally listed as the guard, but he was lined up as the fullback.
Huh.
And now snap it, and they hand it to Wilson running right to left. He's going to turn the corner, gets good yardage down to the 10, fights off a couple tackles, breaks through a tackle, gets to, actually was inside the 15, gets to the 10. Boy, that is a big gain, yeah. A 13-yard run for Trevor Wilson.
Well, give that kid a cookie. He got nailed and still stayed on his feet, shook off the defender, almost made it in, and then he got just stomped on by three guys. It took three of them, Scott, to bring him down.
I don't know who took the snap on that play because it wasn't Pugh. They had him moved out. I think it might have been Brock Hall there. But now Pugh comes back under center. Heskett's the fullback, and they have Wilson as the tailback. First and goal from right at the 10-yard line. And they give it to Heskett running right. He'll gain two, maybe three, as he's drugged down near the sideline. Engel over there and Wasson over there to bring down. Boy, that is an intimidating running back. You're talking about a lineman who is pretty quick of feet, and he gets outside the tackles there. Ends up gaining 3 yards. So Heskett running the football a little bit.
Heskett, a big guy. He can shake him off with the best of them. He just showed us just how much power he has in his legs and his body.
Snap, direct snap to Wilson. Starts right, cuts back inside the end and the guard. And he's going to break through three tackles and get in for the touchdown. A 7-yard run for Trevor Wilson. And Marmaton Valley is on the board. 7:52 to go in the first quarter. As Wilson runs it in from seven outs and gives Marmaton Valley the early 6-0 lead. Well, if Madison was maybe thinking still about last Friday, that yeah. Their first drive and then Marmaton Valley's first drive isn't going to help things there. Running left, going for the two-point conversion. Wilson trying to turn the corner, stretches it all the way out and gets inside the pylon. So he gets the 7-yard touchdown run and the two-point, and it's 8-0 Marmaton Valley, 7:52 to go. In the first quarter, this is the Area High School Football Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM, KBOE-FM, Emporia.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 FM brought to you in part by Barnard Oil Operations of Madison. Dick and Sharon support the Madison Bulldogs. Good luck to all Madison athletic teams. By Wags, Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. Over a decade of experience, they can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-583-0173.
Back in Madison, Scott Hayes taking Trahoon on Country 101.7 FM, an 8-0 Marmaton Valley lead. 7-yard touchdown run for Trevor Wilson, and then he adds the 2-point conversion run. Get ready for the kickoff here, and Heskett will be kicking it away. Get your thoughts here taken in just a moment on kind of the mindset of the Bulldogs. End-over-end kick taken by Wasson at the 8-yard line. Tiptoes up to the 20. Gets outside the number. Stops at the sideline. Now reverses field. Goes back to the 15 and breaks a tackle. Stays on the feet. Now he's back at the 10. Trying to stretch it out. Reverses field. He's going to be brought down inside the 10 at the 7-yard line. That was not a very smart run back by Nason Wasson.
That is football basics 101. You go forward, you don't go back. When you go back, you lose yardage. It's a very simple thing not to do. But he didn't know where to go at that point. Obviously, Madison is still trying to piece themselves together after last week. They're starting 5 yards back from where they did at the last drive, and that didn't pay off at all. So not a good start for Madison tonight.
Look very unsure of themselves right here. 7:37 to go in the first quarter, trailing 8-0. And Stutzman comes under center, I formation. Wasson the deep back, and they pitch it to Wasson. He gets hit in the backfield, shakes off the tackle, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe gets a yard and a half, maybe two. Looks like he's fighting for the 12 and is going to be brought down there. Who's on the tackle? Is that 30 Trevor Wilson in on the tackle? A 2-yard run for Nason Wasson. Well, Wasson, you know, he's not a big physical runner. No. He's a speed guy. And right now, Marmaton Valley is showing that they can keep up with Madison speed-wise. I think that was part of what happened on that kickoff return. Yeah. Wasson thought if he reverse filled, he'd be able to stretch it out to the other sideline, and he got bottled up. Fake here by Stutzman, and he gives it to Maltby, I believe. And Maltby takes it up across the 20 to the 21-yard line. That was a quick little inside handoff from Stutzman to Maltby, and it was a nice run. After the 2-yard pickup by Wasson, you get a 9-yard pickup by Dylan Maltby, and that'll move the chains. And Madison really needed that, a first down, kind of get out of the shadow of the goalposts a little bit and get something positive going here.
Well, now you got to wonder if they can get all the way across and get it on the other side of the field, because so far in this game, they haven't seen it.
First and 10 for Madison at their own 21.5-yard line. Back to the I formation, tight set. 6:28 to go in the first quarter, trailing 8-0. Maltby again. And he powers to the right side and gets drilled and dropped. Actually, was that Watts on the carry? Austin Watts on the carry, and he goes nowhere. No gain for Austin Watts. Second and 10 coming up.
Trying to be the aggressors here still, but when you get shut down like that at the very beginning, you lose all of your intimidation, and right now they're not doing a good job of getting it back.
10 yards to go. Having some confusion on who's subbing out here for Madison. Second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Maltby will split out wide left. Wasson stays in the backfield. They bring Stutzman under center. Fake the handoff. No, they give it to Engel. Engel takes the handoff, and he's across the 25 to the 27. Well, Stutzman's doing a really good job of disguising the ball.
Yeah.
Fooling me, but he's also fooling the linebackers for Marmaton Valley. They're hesitating a little bit. It's a 7-yard pickup for Hunter Engel.
Well, you know my favorite word, Scott, is maturity, and he's showing a lot of it right now. He's showing that he is an upperclassman who's played this game for a while. He knows just to shake it off and keep his team together, and so far it's paying off.
There's a big play coming here for Madison, 3rd and 3 from their own 28-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Maltby's the setback from the pistol formation. Wasson in motion. They give it to Wasson. Turning the corner, he gets tripped up and brought down. Great tackle over there. 50, is that one? So 51, and that is Corbin Smith with the tackle for Marmaton Valley. It's a loss of one to Wasson, and he did a great job, not fooled, holding his edge over there, and now we're going to see another punt from Madison, trailing 8-0 with 4:42 to go in the first quarter, as this is 4th and 4 from their own 27.5-yard line.
They're going to need another good punt here.
They got a beauty from Stutzman last time, and if they can get anything close to that, it ought to drive Pugh back inside the 20-yard line. Not as good a kick, but it goes over the head of Pugh, bounces at the 15, but it's going to head all the way down. Oh, does that go out of bounds? I think it does before it gets to the goal line. It angled to the sideline. It goes out at the 1-foot line. That took a bounce. It went end over end from the 15. I thought that was going into the end zone for a touchback, Tegan, but it started to angle, and it went out of bounds right before the pylon. This could be a big break for Madison. If they rev up their defense here, they might be able to get a safety. If nothing else, they should come out of this with really good field position.
Yeah.
Trailing 8-0, 4:16 to go in the first quarter. That ended up being a glorious punt by Steven Stutzman.
The football gods are giving them a hand here. Now they got to use it.
That looked like it was bounding into the end zone. Pugh running right behind a mass, and he's going to be stopped at the 1-yard line. He'll gain one there. Pugh has 16 yards on 3 carries. We have 4 minutes left in the first quarter. This is just the 4th total possession of the ball game. Madison 3 and out on their first possession. Marmaton Valley went 40-plus yards, drove down and scored a 7-yard touchdown run from Wilson. Got the 2-point conversion, went up 8-0. Madison got a first down, then had to punt on their second possession, and now Marmaton Valley being patient here, but 2nd and 8 from their own 3-yard line. Tight formation, an offset I formation, and Wilson running right, shakes off one tackle, but he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Really good penetration that time by the Madison defense. They get into the backfield. Wilson gets held to no gain.
So far, they are finally figuring out the patterns and the running that they're trying to do, them being Marmaton. So far, Madison's doing a great job of holding them. Now you got to wonder, though, is it going to stay like this? Are they going to be able to maintain this?
Oh, this is the play right here. This 3rd and almost 7 play. The ball is just shy of the 5-yard line. Boy, they gave him a lot more yardage on that run than I thought they did.
Yeah.
They ended up giving him 2 yards, actually. I thought it was no gain, a gain of two, so it's third and about six. Wilson running left, cuts back inside, gets to the 10, still on his feet to the 11. He's going to be right at the marker. He needed six, he got seven. That's a big run for Trevor Wilson. You know, it's not like he's running with blazing speed. He just puts his feet down so strong and knows where his cut is and runs into the contact and through the contact.
Well, awareness beats speed every time, Scott. If you can see where a guy's going to go before he even gets there, you know exactly where to be and how to get it past him. So far, their awareness is really beating Madison's brute force.
First and 10 from the 12-yard line now from Marmaton Valley. And Pugh, maybe a little confusion, looking for a handoff in the backfield. Somehow he's able to sneak forward for a yard. He kind of handed the ball back to the right. The running back was standing to his left, flat-footed, hadn't even moved. I don't know if there was a little confusion on the play call. Pugh somehow still gets a yard out of it, though.
That was the first real sign of confusion that we've seen from Marmaton so far.
Less than 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Big thanks again to our friends at the Clint Boyer Autoplex for providing our transportation. Find them online, ClintBoyerAuto.com, West Highway 50 and Industrial Road in Emporia. 8-0 Marmaton, second and nine from the 13. High snap over the head of Wilson. He'll go down inside the 10 at the 9. That's a break for Madison. A loss of 4 yards as they tried to direct snap it to Trevor Wilson. It went over his head. And by the time he got back to the football, there was three Madison Bulldogs back there with him taken.
Now that high snap, it seems like Marmaton might be falling apart just a little bit here. You don't know for sure until the next play, but Madison might have him rattled.
Well, we've seen Marmaton rattle off a couple 12, 13-yard runs. Yeah. They're in a third and 13 here. Madison needs to kind of keep them under wraps from inside their 9-yard line. Pugh will throw here. Staying, walking, looking, throwing upfield, and Stutzman gets back, has his hands on the interception, and drops it. Had to backpedal back to the 35. Wynn caught that a little bit. Drops the interception, but an incomplete pass will bring up fourth and 13. Madison will get the ball back here with 58 seconds to go in the quarter.
I think Brock Hull of Marmaton might have also possibly gotten a hand on that and knocked it away. I think he knew he wasn't going to catch it and decided he wanted to at least save the opportunity. Didn't want to give Madison good field position, try to get away with it.
Well, if that's the case, that was a smart play by Hall. 8-0 lead for Marmaton. They're punting here. High snap, brought down and kicked away. And it hangs up a little bit. It's going to bounce out of bounds, shy of the 40-yard line. They should have it somewhere around the 35, I would guess. You have two referees trying to mark it. I think 36 is what they agree on, and that's where Madison will start the possession. So Madison trails by 8-0, 51.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. First and 10 from the Marmaton Valley 36-yard line. First time they've been on Marmaton Valley's side of the field here tonight on offense.
I'm sure they love the view right now, but they can't take too long to stop and admire it. They need to get down the field.
Split a receiver out to either side. Maltby in the pistol formation behind Stutzman. Wasson comes in motion. Snap back. They give it to Maltby. Runs straight ahead. Good hold. Maltby inside the 30 and will be slung down by Pugh at the 28. And actually, I think that was a tackle being saved there by Brock Hall. Nice run of 8 yards for Dylan Maltby, though, and he has 17 on two carries tonight.
If Brock Hall hadn't got his hands around him like that, he was gone.
Yeah, he just exploded out of the backfield. I formation, Wasson the deep back, Maltby the front back here, and they give it to Wasson running left, and he's going to get pulled back at the 30-yard line. This will be a loss of two, and now a third and four coming up here for the Madison Bulldogs. Wasson has not found much running room back there as he has minus 1 yard running on three carries. And then if you want to add to that, minus 15 yards on returns here tonight on that bad kickoff return. Into the first quarter, Marmaton Valley leading Madison 8-0. This is the area high school football game of the week on Country 101.7 FM, KBOE FM, Emporia.
Area high school football on